Blog Talk Radio.
Giving glory unto the honor to the Lord and just glorifying him again on mute. God help me with this in Jesus' name. Praise God. We thank the Lord again for you tonight. We praise God. Glory to God for the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thanking God for glory to being the God of our salvation and the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord for a new beginning every day with that new renewed mercies. Another opportunity to bless him, praise him, to ask for forgiveness, to get in a posture of walking upright before him and using us for his glory. We thank him. We thank the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We give God glory again. Hallelujah. When we think glory to God about the things that go on in life and that we could have been caught up in a trap. We could not, could have been where we wouldn't even made it through another day. But God has a purpose and a plan for our life. And he's teaching us how to hold fast to faith and not be moved by the things that are going on around us, but trust him and believe in him and let his spirit have free reign. Bless the Lord. Well, the computer is working, but it don't show me all the numbers. Hope I don't have to go back to the phone tonight, but nevertheless, we pray that nevertheless all will be well with it in Jesus' name. We thank God again for even blessing us last night with the word. Thank God, glory to God, for the praise report. Thank you for the prayer requests that when they go up before the Lord that we hear back from, glory to God, responses to how God is moving. We don't always will and always be in a place where we'll hear that right away, but from what we've been hearing, we thank God for his creative word and for his anointing and for glory to God, the yoke-destroying power and God's blessing us and for his mercy and grace to help us to stay on this path of straight and narrow, glory to God, on this journey, and that those that have not given up but still pressing and pursuing and standing on the promises of, of the Lord. Amen. I might have to get some water. Bless the Lord. We thank God for those that are on the line. I can only see part of the numbers. May have to pull my phone out, but we bless the Lord. So we welcome to Divine Connection for those that have came on, glory to God. And we invite you to join us every Monday night at 7 and every second and fourth Sunday for services. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, and we thank God that we are together to pray and to bind and to loose the evil forces of the enemy for those people that their minds are tied up and confused and glory to God and have spoken things that will cause them to feel less than or hopeless or to the evil thoughts of hatred and prejudice. We pray down those strongholds and curse and cancel that assignment, and we pray for those that need peace and need forgiveness, and that always have to be the individuals, but we can pray against the forces that are holding them in captivity for whatever pain or agony or whatever hurt or disappointment for unforgiveness, that God will bless and open their hearts and minds and take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and even like he's given us a second, third, fourth chance, that their hearts will be open to forgive, whether it's a loved one, whether it's in marriage, whether it's their children, whether it's somebody on the job or somebody that betrayed them, whatever the situation is. We pray, glory to God, for those that are bound in the prison in their minds and even in the natural physical prison, that they can find peace and joy and deliverance in Christ Jesus and to inspire others and encourage them to be strengthened in the Lord and to continue to maximize their potential in letting God use their gifts and talents for his glory. And know we can do all things through Christ Jesus, but nothing without him. Let him be Lord and not just look for him to be the Christ or whatever crisis we're going on in our lives. And believe him for open doors, transforming us Glory to God, into the image of Christ as we allow the word, Lord, to transform us and to be led by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, and enable us to advance in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. Praise God. Well, I was just sharing that little bit until others come on, but we're going to keep moving. Praise the Lord. Amen. For those of you that's on until the other ones come in, praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for it. In Jesus' name. I want to share a couple of scriptures with you. Then we're going to begin to go ahead on and pray for who that we have on the line already. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I will not lean to my own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he detects and he directs my path. Proverbs 3 and 6. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me in Psalms 138 and 8. I let the word of God dwell in me richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16. I do follow the good shepherd, and I know his voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. John 10:4-5. Jesus is made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, I confess I have the wisdom of God, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Praise be the name of the Most High God. And thank God, as he said in Philippians 4:7-8, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus, and things which are good and pure and perfect and lovely and of a good report, I think on these things. Praise the Lord. Just that quick. The glory to God that our other sisters and brothers have come on. So we're going to get ready to pray. Praise the Lord. And any one of those scriptures I'll take out for our reading for tonight. And even that, glory to God, if you want to have that one that just stuck in your spirit, the last one. Those that heard the other one, so be it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we do thank you tonight and give glory and praise. Ah, God, you are so wonderful. God, there's nothing like having you in our lives and having peace, even while, glory to God, things are going well, but especially when storms are going on and we can feel your presence, know that you're there and have the faith and the assurance and the peace to know that you are going to do what you said in Romans 8:28, working all things together for good for those that love you and called according to your purpose, and never leaving us nor forsaking us. It said you'll be with us till the end of time. God, we thank you. We bless you, glory to God, that you are very present help in the time of trouble. You are our strong tower. Glory to God, you are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. Glory to God. You are the one that heals. You already bore those stripes. You've already, glory to God, went through all the suffering and the pain and the agony on our behalf to redeem us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord. Help us to know it's up to us what we do with our lives. And glory to God, whether we live for you or we live for this flesh, oh, glory to God. And that means if we don't live for you, Lord, we change our destination from where you called us to be. Glory to God, to be in glory with you. And Lord, if we don't listen and keep rebelling, your love does not cease, but the choice is made. Glory to God, then you will make your bed in hell. Help us to have a mindset that we don't want to go there. Glory to God. Help us to not allow the enemy to trick us and deceive us, to cause us, glory to God, for the being a bed of pleasure just for a season, glory to God, and lose out on our birthright and the plans that you have for our life. God, we love you. We are blessed you. We honor you. Thank you for your mercies every day and for your grace. Thank you for all the roadblocks and things that you put up, Lord. I just like even on the highway, just to, glory to God, to even give people wisdom of how to walk, how to drive and not allow, glory to God, themselves to be in a destructive situation. But God, you do this every day and try to get us off the Hollywood Boulevard to be on the plan of righteousness and that journey, glory to God, for blessings. God, we just love you today. We pray, God, for those that are sick, those that are shutting, those that have various kinds of illness, and Lord, whether it be terminal or whether it be, glory to God, life-threatening, or whether it be something that's long-term, whatever it is, whatever kind of sickness that the enemy has come up against these bodies, we plead the blood of Jesus, every lie he's told, everything that he's come, glory to God, to bring destruction. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, every marriage and relationships and, glory to God, businesses and ministries that he's come to attack and have attacked, we plead the blood of Jesus and bind him up and command him to loose his hold. We plead the blood of Jesus against, glory to God, the work that God has called us to do in whatever capacity, wherever we are, that we get in position, find our place and hold our post and not allow us to deviate off the path, trying to covenant and do other things other than what God called us to do. And God, that we will shine in the place that you give us. When you bring increase, when you, glory to God, elevate us, because portion promotion comes not from the east or the west, glory to God, not from man, but from God. Even whatever man do is temporal, and they got, glory to God, a way there's a turn back around and manipulate when things don't go their way. But when God ordains something and he blessed, glory, whom God blessed, no man can curse, whom God cursed, no man can bless. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your mercy. Thank you, glory to God, as you said, if we humble ourselves, glory to God, on the mighty hands of God, you do the exalting. God, help us remember that we are bought with a price, no more owned, and we have a purpose here. And you told us, glory to God, hallelujah, though be not weary and well-doing, glory to God, and we will reap if we faint not. You got so many things that you have planned for our lives and what you want to do and to bless us, but we got to seek you first. We got to walk in obedience and submission to you. Help us to be the disciples for Christ that you're calling for, and it can't be on a part-time basis. Help us to pray ye one for another. Pray for those that are sick and destitute. Pray for those, glory to God, are confused and in chaos. Pray for those that have evilness in their heart and prejudice and murderous spirits. Tear down those strongholds and uproot them and bind it up and loose the enemy for us. Come against the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up these forces. God, help us to know there's something to pray about every day, even to keep ourselves prayed up and don't allow anything to tip, to sneak in, glory to God, or either cause us to get nonchalant or get, glory to God, hypocritical and get to the point where we get, unstable. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be in a place that we always seek your face and allow your word to examine us through the Holy Spirit. And to then when he does, that we obey. God, we pray, glory to God, for those that are hurting and, glory to God, gone through so much pain with so many different attacks. In the name of Jesus, that the enemy is trying to get them to give up in life and suicide, and the other ones, glory to God, being oppressed, depressed, and other ones, glory to God, are being pressed down by people and situations and circumstances. Other ones feel like they can't get out of this state, glory to God. I'm trying for having a job and trying to take care of my family and, glory, being turned down and can't get the past this promotion, glory to God, always being overlooked. Other ones, glory to God, going through holler for these penny-ante jobs. Oh, they have a job and they're trying to do what's right, but they can't seem to see their way. Other ones, glory to God, that are going through and have things, glory to God, where they're ridiculed on the job, might have a job, but then again, they're going through all kind of situations and circumstances that people want them to jump through hoops. Then they had other ones going through in their marriages, glory to God, being abused and being ostracized and criticized. Other ones are going through, glory to God, in ministry, glory to God, can't seem to do what God called them to do because the finger or either, glory to God, being oppressed by leadership or either going through confusion in the midst of the services. God, the enemy is working overtime, every place and opportunity again. Other ones, glory to God, maybe the bully themselves and maybe vindictive themselves. God, we pray down them strongholds, glory to God, in those places that are causing this chaos and whatever. God, we are praying for forgiveness and unforgiveness that's in the camp, glory to God, in the marriages, in the homes and relationships, on jobs and ministries, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's so much that's happening. But God, you see all, you know all. We pray as people of God that God, you're calling us into discipleship, that we should be walking in truth and in love. But whatever baggage that we have and haven't given to you, the enemy will use it as a tool, glory to God, against ourselves or one another. Help us to know, glory to God, in order for God to bless and move and use us to the capacity that he desires, flesh got to die. In the name of Jesus, help us, glory to God, so we can be able, glory, to pray for those that are in bondage. Pray for those that are sick. Pray for those, glory to God, that are oppressed. Pray for those souls, glory to God, and be able to do what God said. And even when he gives us that opportunity and he say to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, that we can be able to speak life to someone or witness to them to bring them into life. God, we pray for those all around the globe, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, those that are on the street, glory to God, winning the loss at any cost, those, glory to God, that are in dangerous places trying to get the word out. Pray, glory to God. Pray for the missionaries. Pray for even right here on our own streets, in our own country, when the word is trying to go, but people are trying to snuff out, glory to God, what God's word is saying and trying to take him off the map. And that's possible, but they're trying to do whatever the enemy giving them to do. But nevertheless, nobody would ever defeat Jesus. But help us, no matter what chaos is going on, that we don't get overwhelmed with everything that's going on, so we can keep the faith and stay focused. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our president. We pray for our president. We pray for our vice president. Pray for their minds. Pray for wisdom. Pray, glory to God, that their flesh don't get in the way. Pray, glory to God, for those that are surrounding, whether it be in the, glory to God, whether it be in the House of Representatives, glory to God, with Congress or the government, the military, whoever. God, let it be a good support system, but let them also have a part of God's system in there, glory to God. Man and God, man and women of God, that will stand on the word and not the good old buddies or go find favoritism, whatever, but do what God called them to do and boldly speak. God, we are praying, glory to God, that as we intercede for him and for our country, God, that change will come and that this country will turn back to him. God, we trust so many idols from different countries, different places, glory to God. Now, their gods, their G-O-D, the little man, glory to God, but still yet worshiping those things and worshiping, glory to God, the sun, the stars, the moon, the ground, the grass, or whatever. Please, the blood of Jesus, and you are the creator of it all. In the name of Jesus, what they think, glory to God, and what can they God do when these floods and fires and all these other things that happen and the ocean, glory to God, coming up on the earth and whatever like this, wiping out things. Oh, God, hallelujah, have mercy. Help us to recognize the creator. Man can only try to copy, glory to God, even when they do it in pictures or trying to make man-made, glory to God, lakes and this, that, and the other. But glory to God, God's creation. Nobody can make the sky. Nobody, so much God is doing, but don't want to realize it is the God, the creator, our love with the true and living God. God, we pray for Jesus to come into the lives of so many and help us in the body of Christ that it will come to a place that you will be Lord and not, glory to God, at a convenience for what they need for that time. God, glory to God, see all and know all. He's just showing mercy and grace. He gives us opportunities to get things right. But in the midst of it all, you're still a God of justice. You're still a God of mercy. Ah, but you are a God that corrects. You are a God of wrath as well. God, help us, glory to God, to stay in right standing with you. Help us to pray one for another. And God, help us, glory to God, to know who we are in you and use that authority that you've given us as we humble ourselves and let the word transform us and let the Holy Spirit lead us. God, we love you today. We appreciate you. Oh, glory to God. What did God say? What is he saying to you? How much, glory to God, are we listening and obeying his word and his way? How much, glory to God, are we doing, glory to God, to please him, and how much we're doing to appease the flesh? God, help us like never before, because you say no flesh can glory in your sight. Help us to draw nigh to you, and you draw nigh to us. That's the only way through the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, forgive us for every offense, and we pray right now for your mercy and grace. Cover us all under the blood. Our families, our church family, glory to God, the ministries, the work that you've given us to do. Help us, glory to God, to not be a lip service people, but truly, glory, a man after your own heart, a woman after your own heart. God, Satan, we bind you and your little cohorts that have set up trap, plot, plan, scheme, be eradicated right now. I'm time to death, sickness, disease, glory, monkey pops, or either this virus trying to rise back up, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray for these youth that's all in so many states, they were saying some days ago, 37, it might be many more than that now, filled up with so many children, glory to God, with whatever kind of flu or virus, glory to God, in the hospitals. And some upstate, glory to God, has just been overwhelmed. God, we are praying for mercy. We are praying for our youth. Enemy been attacking them in so many ways, in the street, in the internet, all, glory to God, with the bullies, with the homosexuals, with the gangbanging, with the TikTok, with this, that, and the other. He's after our youth, and now even more so, trying to, glory to God, take their lives, even in sickness and diseases and this, that, and the other, and all kinds of things happening to them. shooting and killing and murdering. Oh, glory to God, heart attacks and different strokes and different things you're having. Glory, I come in here with the deformed and glory to God. Please, the blood of Jesus, God, we pray. Have mercy. Help us, glory, out to pray and open our eyes to be aware of what's going on around us so we can pray. Cover, glory to God, your people, but pray for these youth that the enemy want to steal what God is bringing in these next generations after us and the things that he's wanting to do through the ones that are now trying to live, saving the ones that need to be saved and need to be delivered, what he's doing to entrap and snare and plot and plan. Be ready. Open their eyes and their ears. Come against rebellion and stubbornness. Come against the foolishness of the enemy to make them feel hopeless and the bulliness and all the other stuff, the enticement, all the seducing spirits that are on the rise like never before. If you feel it, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it to this one, do it to that one. Fix this, do that, kill this. Oh, glory. And then don't have no remorse. Just, oh, glory to God. The psychic, the enemy just have so much evil working, plotting, and plan. But God, we got to pray and believe God and not just get so comfortable over here shouting, praising the Lord, glory to God over here. And me and I, our devil sneaking in the back doors. Now he's coming in the front door through the internet, through the phone, through whatever. He is coming up in all of our homes and we don't pray, stay up and pray that thing don't take root. Glory to God, even the seed might be there, some things through our children, our grandchildren, our seed. Glory to God, and even some of the grown ones. Glory to God, some of the children acting better than glory to the adults. In the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. And some are not out there being rebellious and stuff, trying to live right, trying to get their education. And then there are other ones, glory to God, the reason why they're so oppressed and, glory to God, having a time to stand because they're being abused at home or ostracized or criticized or, glory to God, being abused in school or glory to God, being bullied. It's so many different kinds of situations in things going, being raped and, oh, my God, and incest. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we're praying that you bless and help our youth. Help these parents too. And some may not have parents, may have guardians, and some may be just on the street. We're asking you to have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy, loose it from its assignment. Pray, glory to God, against any transferring spirits. And we pray, glory to God, for awareness and awakening. Pray, glory to God, the word will come to them. Our people will be in their path with somebody to help and encourage, somebody to hear the cries, somebody, glory to God, to be awoken to, glory to God, what's going on around in the neighborhoods and never other ones, and not to be afraid to say something. God help us all. We need you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless God. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This enemy is making it so hard for my let's see. I can't see all the numbers. Now that's not a good thing. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Okay, I don't have one I can recognize down here so I can get it fixed. Mother Willette, see if I can get this system to pull up. Yep, can't say anything yet because the line's not open. I'm trying to get it pulled down so I can. Oh, God, we still thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you did and done. And I think Mother McCormick, glory to God, I can see that one. And we'll work on the other one, try to get the screen work. But in the meantime, you go ahead and Mother Willette, then Mother McCormick.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord God. We are in appreciation to who you are. We thank you for being the true and living God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that we've already heard, and we thank you for your word, hallelujah, that where two, praise God, or three, touch and agree here on earth, Lord God, you'll let it be done, praise God, hallelujah. So we come before your presence, Lord God. We honor you this evening. We thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for a great day, a merciful day, a day, Lord God, of grace and favor, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us and that you are for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you give us authority as children of God, as heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, Lord God, to say something about situations. So we pray in agreement with my sister, Minister BJ, praise God, hallelujah. And we thank you for her, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we just bow our heads to you. We want to give you reverence. I thank you for every good and wonderful thing that you've done for all of us. You protected us, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shammah, our protector, hallelujah. You kept us all day long, sound mind, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, a mind to know, hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, hallelujah, for who you are, Lord God, for what you're doing in the earth today. Yes, there's a lot of things going on, but because you're yet on the throne, because, hallelujah, we belong to you, and you're working situations out for our good, hallelujah, we're not going to fret in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you've not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah, you've given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So I give you praise this evening, Lord God. I thank you so much, hallelujah. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit to help us to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us, Lord God, help, hallelujah, of how to handle every situation that we face. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you have mercy upon us. If we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our iniquities, Lord God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for having grudges, or, Lord God, especially forgive us for unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we invite your presence, hallelujah, in our life every single day. Hallelujah, that you bless us to be here. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you for yet sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Order our steps, hallelujah, according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, dear God. Thank you, Lord God, for sustaining us and preserving us. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, we lift up special prayer, Lord God, for those that are not able to do for themselves, those that are paraplegics, those, Lord God, children that may be in the hospital, in the children's hospital. We pray for them. Special prayers, Lord God. Prayers of miracles, Lord God. Prayers of healings. Prayers of good, sound minds. God, help those that cannot help themselves. We pray for the caretakers, Lord God, those in the health care and medical fields, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for the children's parents, in Christ Jesus' name. God, they need special strength, especially if they have a little one, Lord God, that may be sick and have some medical condition that, Lord God, where they need some medical attention, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So we pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for the young people on today. We pray not just for the ones in the hospital, but those that go to school. So we lift up, Lord God, the school staff, the teachers, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are, Lord God, teaching the young people, Lord God. And we pray a special prayer, hallelujah, for every child that go to school. We pray that the parents will pay attention and make sure they're teaching their children and reminding their children that God created, hallelujah, Lord God, the heavens and the earth, and he created us in his image. Hallelujah, he created male and he created female. And as parents, Lord God, help us remind our little people, our children, that God made the boys different than he made girls. And he don't intend for us to act out of character or behave out of character. If we are a girl, we shouldn't be acting like we're a boy. And if we're a boy, we should not be acting like we're a girl. Not trying to hate on anyone, but it's time for parents to reintroduce their children to what God has said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that the power of your love, Lord God, will, Lord God, be introduced to people in such a way that they'll know, Lord God, and I believe you put it in every one of our hearts what's right and what's wrong. But there's a culture, there's a war on culture. I heard it preached at the service that I went to on this past Sunday. There's a culture on, there's a war on the culture. And the culture today wants people to begin to accept whatever is going on in the culture today. And it's not based on what God has said. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and he did make male and female. And now we got to tell our young people, if you are created and you were born a young lady, then your parts are different, praise God. God made you different. He didn't make you with the parts of a male. So when the enemy tries to come and introduce a different type of gender to you and act like you need to be that, you better plead the blood of Jesus and tell the devil to get out of your face in a hurry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray for the school teachers, Lord God. I pray for those who make the curriculums, Lord God, because it seems like stuff is going on in the school and people are trying to introduce young people and make them feel that, yeah, you can be whatever you want to. If you want to identify as a grape, yeah, that's what I heard by the preacher, said the child wanted to identify as a grape. The blood of Jesus against this stupidity. Father God, in Christ Jesus, we pray, O Lord God, that the spirit of morality will be reintroduced to our children. We pray for faith walkers and God chasers. We pray the covering of our young people. And God, we come against this spirit of bullying in Christ Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of darkness of any kind. God, we thank you for the sword of the spirit, and we're beginning to speak. When you bring it to our attention, we open up our mouths and we say something about it, because you said whatever we bind here on earth, you are binded in heaven. That's what Matthew 18 chapter teach me, praise God. Hallelujah, whatever we loose here, you're loosed in heaven. So we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, we pray for a mind of morality. We pray against, Lord God, pray the sword of the Spirit. Well, Lord God, go forth. Your sword of the Spirit is the word of God, your anointed word. We pray that the word of God goes forth and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of immorality, the bondage of sin, the bondage, Lord God, hallelujah, of all kind of illicit sex conduct in the name. Yes, we bind it right now at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind up that seed, that demon seed of, Lord God, of deception today. Yes. In Christ Jesus, I pray the sword of the Spirit begin to destroy the yoke of bondage of deception, deceiving people and hoodwinking them and making them think that they need to just, they can identify as a grape or whatever they want to be. God, what you created was good, glory be to God. And we know we have sinned and fallen short of your glory, but God, when you bring it to our attention, help us to do better. So I pray for our young people. I pray for, Lord God, that they will have good, sound minds, a mind, Lord God, to choose that which is good and not which is evil, Lord God. I pray for the parents to do better in Christ Jesus, that they develop genuine relationships with you. We pray a covering over our children, over the people of the land, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus against every attack against the body of Christ, against our family members. We pray, O Lord God, against the darkness of the world today, and we plead that blood of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, that you do so, sir. Give us liberty and freedom from everything that try to come against your divine purpose, plan, and will for all of our lives. I pray for America tonight. I pray for those in positions of leadership. God, people just don't know what to believe. That's why I pray that your Holy Ghost power will begin to stir us up on the inside. Let your Holy Ghost speak quick. Hallelujah. Let us be quick to hear and slow to speak. Hear what you say. Who are we listening to? Glory be to God. better be hearing what your word said. If someone say something, the Holy Ghost will begin to speak and let us know whether it's truth or a lie. And we know the difference because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord God, for people everywhere. I pray for the body of Christ, the leadership in the family of God. I pray for those, Lord God, who may have, Lord God, withdrawn from the house of God because of the pandemic. And you said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves. So God, is a reason you created the church. If you love it, I love it too. And if the doors are open, help me to be, Lord God, strengthened, Lord God, to get to the house of God so that I could worship you and give you the glory that only you would do, so that I can, Lord God, impart, Lord God, what you give me to impart to someone else so that they can grow. And, Lord God, hallelujah, be governed by your word. God, we love you on this evening. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you help us on tonight. We pray, oh, Lord God, not just that we special prayer for the paraplegics and the children, but we pray for the parents and, Lord God, our police force, those in governmental, Lord God, leadership positions in Christ Jesus. We pray for our military, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against, Lord God, all this unnecessary wars that's going on. We realize wars and rumors of wars will take place, but we pray against the destruction that's taking place and the lives that are being taken. So we plead the blood of Jesus against this demon of murder, the demon of suicide. We bind up in, yes, according to your word, whatever we bind here, you are bonded in heaven. So we pray, Lord God, as we bind the demon of suicide, the demon of oppression, the demon of suppression in Christ Jesus' name, that you lift that curse off of people, Lord God, and send it back to the pit in Christ Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you do so, sir. Give us liberty and freedom, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so that we can, Lord God, stand up and cry loud and stare not and share the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ with those that are willing to hear, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just love you today. I thank you. I pray a special prayer, Lord God, for families everywhere, because we're coming upon holiday seasons and people will be traveling. We're praying for safe travels, Lord God, to those that may be traveling from one destination to the other. And we heard Mother say that the virus is on the rise, but we bind up that demon of, Lord God, affliction, right? Yes, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, because Jesus, you said in Isaiah, praise God, hallelujah, 53, verse 4 and 5, you've already bore our sorrows, our griefs, bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, glory be to God. You was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. And with your stripes, we are already healed. 1 Peter 2:24, praise God, hallelujah. And Psalms 107, verse 20, glory be to God. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that we are already, Jesus has already gotten us victory. So, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against this stuff that's trying to come against people on today in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those, Lord God, that are suffering with cancer. We pray that they do not give up. Those who have heart trouble tonight, we pray for my cousin Anthony, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the doctors say he has only this time. But God, the doctor is not you. You're the one who say how long someone's going to be here. So we pray mercy. We pray for divine deliverance of those that may be suffering with cancer. We pray for a great supernatural miracle working healing power that only you can do, Father God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for the doctors and, Lord God, those in the medical fields and what they do. But we know all healing comes from you, and we trust you, Lord God, to bring about a change in these situations. Lord God, remember Susan Penland, Lord God, who got the diagnosis of cancer again in the name of Jesus. But we command it to crawl back to the hole from which it came, from the blood of Jesus against that demon of cancer in Christ Jesus' name. The young lady Tracy in Christ Jesus' name, we pray for her where she had the bone marrow and it was acceptable, and now the cancer's come back. We plead the blood of Jesus again, and we thank you for her victory, Lord God, and the supernatural healing power be released in her body and fight every cancer cell that try to rise up in the name of Jesus. We thank you. No more growths, Lord God, in the body. No aneurysms, no heart attack, no strokes in Christ Jesus' name. No clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. No blood disorders. We bind up everything that's trying to come against your people on the day. God, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. And we honor you. We pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness everywhere. Father, we need you, and we need your Holy Ghost to help us. Help us, Lord God, to continue to stand, to be this light, a light that sit on a hill that cannot be hid, because people are walking in they're deceived and don't even know it. There's a strong delusion, Lord God, but we plead the blood of Jesus against that strong delusion. We pray, oh God, against that, Lord God, all of this violence in the land. In Christ, yes, we pray against it in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us authority to say something about the situation. And I pray, believing that we receive according to your word, have faith in God. If we have faith in you, we can speak to the mountain. We can speak to the situation or the circumstance and expect change to take place. God, we need you on tonight. We continue to pray for the woman of God that keeps this line open so that we might, Lord God, intercede on behalf of others. There may be others. I lift up those, Lord God, that are having trouble, Lord God, or that may be, Lord God, the devil has told them they need to collect this and collect this and collect this, and they won't get rid of some of it. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of hoarding in Christ Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this hour. I pray for people everywhere. I pray, God, that we'll draw nigh to thee. I pray that as we gather together to meet, Lord God, I pray that thou wouldest be in our midst. And God, in the name of Jesus, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. As Psalms, I believe it says 65, it said, let your praise be glorious. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I praise you this evening. I lift up my brother and my sisters on this line. I pray, God, that their needs are met this evening. Continue to bless Minister BJ and her household in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory for Carmelita in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her sister and her family in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, Sister McCormick and her daughters, Lord God, and her granddaughter. Thank you for the victory and the miracle, Lord God, that you're doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we belong to you. Hallelujah. And there is no good thing that you're going to withhold from your children. Thank you, Lord God, that you get us the victory. We love you this evening, Father. We bless you this evening. We praise you. I lift up my other sisters, Lord God. Bless them and meet all their needs according to your riches and glory. We pray for families everywhere. We love you, Lord God. We praise you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I count it done. Yes, we can count it done because you hear us. And we know that we have the answers because it's your will to give us, Lord God, the kingdom of God. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. God, we thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the prayer that have already went up on tonight. We just thank God for Evangelist Willette, God. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for Mother Sister Hubbard, Lord God. We just thank God for her. And then the rest of them that's going to come behind me in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we touch and agree with you on tonight because we see that the enemy, he may be trying to do this and that, but we bind that devil up right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. And most of all, God, we just thank you, God, for how you woke us up this morning, how you started us on a brand new day, a day that we never seen before, God. We thank you for how you took care of, God, how you just gave us the strength to be able to rise this morning, God, how you let us know, God, that you are that God that sits high and a God that sees and knows everything that we are going through. So, God, I just give glory. I just give glory and honor to you on today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, God, for your people. I pray for those that's going through different problems, different situations. I touch and agree with my sisters on tonight with all of these things that's happened in the world. But we know, God, that you is a God that said, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Whatever the problem may be, whatever the situation may be, God, you are right there beside us. And you said you would be right there, God. You said that you were Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And so, God, we give it all to you on tonight, God. You told us in your word to cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. So, God, we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have been there for us, God, how you let us know, God, that you are the God. You are the God that see and able to do all things, Lord God. You told us to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you on tonight, God. We pray right now, God, for those that's struggling, Lord God, those that might not have a job to go to, like our sister was saying, those that might be struggling with sickness in their body, though that might be going through things where they can't pay their bills or all these different things that's going on in the world, we thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give your people, Lord God. Even though the enemy tries to come in, you know, the Bible said, the word of God said, the enemy come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for letting us know, God, that we can come to you, Lord God. No matter what the devil tried to do, we can yet come to you because we know that you love us. We know that you care for us, God. And so, God, that is what some of the things that we have to realize as we walk this journey on today, we got to realize that our Heavenly Father loves us. We got to realize that he's right there beside us. We got to realize we can come to the throne boldly. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find a grace and help. Let me get it right. I don't want to say the wrong thing. He said in the word of God, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So we can come boldly. We don't have to be a pity about it. We can come boldly to the throne, and we can call on the name of Jesus because he sees and he knows all things. He knows what we need before we even ask him in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you tonight, God, and we pray, Lord, for people that's going through different things. We pray for those that's on highways on tonight, people that's driving and how they be out there on the road driving it, and how sometimes some people that's out there just like the other day when this man who was telling about how this person just got mad with him because he wanted the person to go over on the road and he wouldn't go over, and he shot at the person because he wouldn't go, the car wouldn't go over like it's supposed to. And so, God, we just pray for these kind of things that's going on in the world. And we pray also for another lady was driving, and she said it was just like people were saying, they were like every other car, you know, they would shoot at. And it shot at her, and she got shot in her arm, but she got the license plate number, and the police went to the house and got her. And so, God, we look at that situation. And we pray for all this stuff that's going on. God, keep our eyes, open our eyes. If our eyes ain't open, God, open up our spiritual eye that we might see, the things that's going on in this land in these days and time, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to keep our focus. Help us to call on your name. Seek you like never before. And we pray, Lord God, for the school system, Lord God. We pray for the young people, Lord God. We pray for even the little small babies. Oh, God, we pray for the class where the lady was telling about how that she was at school and how the things were going on at school, how she was teaching at school, being a substitute. And the little boy, she told the little boy, too, in the second grade to go and do something. And he said, I'm not doing nothing. And I said, God, I pray for the parents, that parents will get a hold to their kids and be able to let these kids, I told you, you go to school to learn and not to be out there playing around and talking back to the grown folks. in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us, Lord God. We need you, God, like never before. In a day and time like this, we need you. But we're going to keep binding up that devil because that devil is a liar. He is a liar. We're going to bind him up. And we know, God, that we have that word. We have your word, and like the Bible says, let that word abide in you, that you abide in the word. And so, God, we're gonna continue to speak what the word of God said, that we can lean up to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. Help us, Lord God. And, God, we pray for those that's sick in their body. So many, God, is going through sickness in their body. But you know it's all a battle, Lord God. And we know, God, as you already said in Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, as we walk by faith and not by sight, as we continue to call on your name, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would go into the hospital. And, God, go in there, Lord God, and touch that person that might be on the machine that can't say anything, that might have tubes in their body. God, we ask you to touch their body right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to raise them up, Lord God. Give them another chance, Lord God. And those that are out here in the world, God, that's doing things that shouldn't be doing at time, God, we pray for them, God, that you will open up their eyes and let them know, God, there is a better way out here. We don't have to be doing the things these wicked things. We don't have to be doing that. And so, God, help us, Lord God. Help us as we walk this journey, Lord God, as we continue to call on your name, Lord God, because we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous word in their faith. We know there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you this afternoon, Lord God. And we realize the word of God tell us in Matthew 21 and 22, and whatsoever thing we ask, and prayer, believe, and we will receive it. So we got to ask. We got to open up our mouth. We got to learn how to open up our mouth. Things that we need to be doing. Things that we need to be worked out. We need to open up our mouth and speak it and declare it in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we bind that devil up. We bind him. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy because he have no authority. He has no authority because you gave us that authority. You gave us authority that we can speak what we say. We can speak the word of God, and we can bind that devil up, and that he got to loose. He got to go back to the pit where he come from because he has no authority. He has no authority. He don't even have a body. He used a body. He used people's body. People let him use their body because he don't even have a body. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just help us all, Lord God. Help us as we walk this journey, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would look down on the President of the United States. Look on Vice President. Look down on the government everywhere, Lord God. Look on those that don't have clean water on tonight, God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Look down on those that don't have food, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and to direct us, Lord, the way that you want us to go, God, because you sent your son, Lord God, your son, Jesus Christ. You sent him in this world, Lord God. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and saw our need. So, God, we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in stress tonight, those that might be at home without, don't have a home to stay in tonight, God. We pray for the youth, God, everywhere, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll touch those that's in college on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you'll look on the families, Lord God, those that have families. And sometimes we don't even know how they may be, things might be going in their lives, Lord God. But you know all about it, God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to stand in these days and times with our minds on you, Lord God. Call it on the name of Jesus, not looking to the left or right, but just call it on your name, Lord Jesus, then knowing that you are the one that's able to see us through. We pray for the police, Lord God. Look on them out there, Lord God. We pray that you'll protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, remember the prayer warriors, Lord God. Remember those that's around the scene, those here on this line as well on other places that's praying, God. God, help us, Lord God. Continue, because somebody got to pray. Somebody got to pray because of so much stuff that's going on. So much has happened in the world. And God, we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole. Help us, Lord God, to get ourselves together more, that we will just call on the name of Jesus, that we will seek your face some more, God, and do the things that you ask us to do. Like you said, what did Jesus say? What did he say? What did he tell each and every one of us to do? God, help us, Lord, to be about our Father's business, to do what you say do. We all got assignment what to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And help us to do what you told us to do, God. Help us to get in that place where you want us to get, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, I ask you, Lord God, to look on my granddaughter. Look on her tonight. She's at the hospital right now. I talked about her last night, but she's at the hospital. Y'all pray for her in the name of Jesus.
Satan, we just re-curse and cancel your assignment now in the name of Jesus. We speak over to God to pour his condition in the name of Jesus. You are a liar. That body belongs unto the Lord. We're going to still testify that God is, glory to God, who he say is. He is a healer and a deliverer. So we command you to take your hands off of her, glory to God, that blood be regulated in her body. Whatever this is that you allow, glory to God, to have them to reveal unto these doctors, God, what it is, glory to God, for the proper care that she needs. But we stand in agreement with the chief physician that you already did this at Calvary. It's an attack of the enemy to come to steal, kill, and destroy. But her life is hid in you. So we speak life to her. She will not be tormented day and night, glory to God, over and over, go at a young age or either when she get older. Over the same condition. We believe in God. You're going to reveal what this is. This thing got to stop now. So we plead the blood against Jesus against you, Satan, in Jesus' name, that you are going to loose her and let her go in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the power of your anointing as we stand together in agreement. You said one can take 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And all of us praying, we believe in those prayers already gone forth and what we're speaking now. And while we bring comfort to go over to God, to the mother and the father, and also this, go over to God, the grandmother. And God, we come against fear. Glory to God, that would even come to try to grip the hearts. The concern is going to be there because of what the enemy is doing. But nevertheless, we still stand on your word, God. So we speak life in Jesus' name and a good report coming back in Jesus' name. Cover us all, God. We have to go to and fro to these doctors and different places and things that attack on our bodies. We're standing on your word. Keep us all, Lord, to keep holding on to your word and your truth in Jesus' name to manifest your glory. Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Bird, and from Pastor Bird it'll be Brother Minister Black, and then from Minister Black it will be Mother Alexander. From Mother Alexander it will be Pastor Sims. So in this order, over that we receive Pastor Bird, then Brother Black afterwards.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you've worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and throttled me. Shabbatada. We praise you, Lord. We lift you high, we lift you high. Haradi andore bebebe shikora. Niando boho sata. Niradi andori. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Shikora baharani andore riya. Ekata nedi ando. You are Lord of lords, you are King of kings. You are the great I am, mighty counselor, Prince of peace. Eloboku labohosata, Elohim, 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 the creator of heaven and earth. All things was made by you and for you. You were in the beginning, Lord. You are God of might and strength. Hallowed be thy name, thy name, thy name. Holy Osoto Rabokola Bahisia Nandio Ye Ye Hitata. I bless your name, O Lord. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. You are the beastly one, the beastly one. Hallowed be thy name. You supply for us, you supply. Hola boho sava kiridiose. Ala la 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 bosi. Hari Nandan, Elanine, Elanine, my Lord and my Master, you are Jehovah, the complete self-existing one, always present, hallelujah, you are always revealed in Jesus, Honabohosa, the same today, yesterday, and forever, hallowed be thy name, thy name, thy name, O Lord, hallowed be thy name, you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees our needs and provides for them. You are Jehovah Jireh. We praise you, God. Every need we have is met in you tonight, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be high and lifted up, be high and lifted up. Jehovah Rapha, Horabasito Labohosata. You are the one, Jehovah Rapha, you are the one who healeth us, God. Every sickness and disease got to bow to the name of Jesus. Hila, 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 hokorabasikore. There is nothing named in the earth, God, hallelujah, that's greater than you. There is nothing in this earth, hallelujah, that is above that name, that is above every name that's named. And that name is Jesus, Jesus. Every disease got to bow right now to the name of Jesus. To the name of Jesus, Shabahura Mahanda, Risora Bohosikia Nanda Diridiosa. You're in charge. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. There's nothing too great for you. There's nothing too big for you. You are God all by yourself. Ola Bohosata. Nidiriando, sickness, cancer, halabohosata, and every disease got to bow to the name of Jesus. Hokora, mohotalabohosanda, ishiki imando robosata, Jehovah Nisi, ikora, you are a victory, God. You are a banner, Father God. We are victorious in you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, we walk in power, we walk in authority, we walk in the anointing in Jesus' name. And everything that come out of our mouth, God, has to be exactly what we proclaim in the name of Jesus, because Jesus spoke it. And when he spoke, it became exactly what he said. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God lives in us. And if we speak a thing, it shall produce exactly what we're sending out to do. And God, I do lift up this baby to you tonight. Satan is a liar. He got to get his hands off of her in the name of Jesus. She will live and not die to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. God, we know the gifting that you've already placed in her. And Satan cannot block it and he cannot stop it. We bind him up right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that Satan, no weapons formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue, God, that rises up against her shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. She gonna always be the head and not the tail. Above only, God, and never beneath. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God. Oh, Father, I praise you tonight. I honor you, God, and I give you glory. I thank you, God, for all the prayers that have gone forth tonight. As I come in agreement with every word, God. For you said in your word, for two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on any one thing. God, you said, hallelujah, that it shall come to pass. So, God, we stand on your word, Father God. We stand on your word and we won't come down. We're your mouthpiece in the earth. And it's just as you are speaking it now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We don't care how bad things look or how bad things get. You are still God. You are still God. You are still in charge, dear God. So we take our stand against Satan and every foul and unclean spirit and every lie of the demon spirits now, God. Hallelujah. This is my sister's been speaking, God, about those unclean spirits that are trying to convince a woman that she's a man or a man that he's a woman. We pull those things down out of the atmosphere, God, in Jesus' name. We don't care what they say or what they do, Father God. Your word gonna go forth with power, authority, and the anointing, God. So help us not to be troubled about what we see. There are some things that's going to come to pass, but God, we know that the greater one lives in us. Take your abode in us, Father God, and use us in this time, Father God, like never before. You told us not to let our hearts, God, be worried, because these things will come to pass, but you're still in charge, God. You're still in charge. So we bless now the body of Christ that they will stand firm, unmovable, and always abounding in the things of God. God, regardless of what it looked like, help them to stand and pray, hallelujah, and speak forth the articles of the Almighty God. Because, God, we're going to see miracles like never before. Help us not to get tired, God, in our way of doing. Help us not to faint in this season, dear God. Help us to keep our focus. Help us to know that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Help us to know if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us, dear God. So I pray the strength, hallelujah, into the body of Christ. I blow the wind and the breath of God in our churches, in our pastors and teachers and evangelists and prophets, in this time like never before. Hallelujah. Because it might get worse before it get better. But we got to know that we got the victory. And our victory is in you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So help us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the body. Thank you that we walk as one. Thank you, God, that we will thank as one. Thank you, Father God, that we will be a hand for the body, if you say so. Thank you that we will be the feet for the body, if you say so. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let that mind that be in Christ Jesus also be in us. It's not a time, Father God, to complain, but it's a time to put our weapons on and get ready for war. We are in war. I don't care how much. Horrible Sunday. We say peace, peace. Hallelujah. We're in a time of spiritual warfare. Our weapons are not carnal but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father God, we bless your name tonight. And we thank you, dear God, for who you are. And we do, Halabahusata, in the name of Jesus, lift up Hokota, this generation. The world have called them an X-generation. The devil thinks he got him, but he's a liar. Handobahusata. We're calling mothers and fathers back to be the priests of the house, dear God, because it all starts from there. Mandoravasi. If they don't respect their mother or the father, and they can say yay, hey, and nay, and all kinds of stuff to them, what do parents think when they get into schools? If they don't respect them, they're not going to respect any other power or authority. So I call mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers, grandparents, get in your prospective place, hallelujah, and teach this generation right from wrong. It's your responsibility. And I pray, Father God, that they'll stop trying to be their children's friend, hallelujah, knowing they're wrong and standing up for them. But God, hey, Dobo Shande, help them to entrust them in your hand, Father God. But they got to be in place. They got to be living right. They got to be doing the right thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I call this generation blessed in Jesus' name. I call them the head and not the tail. I call the purpose, God, that you placed in them before the foundation of the world gonna come forth with power and the anointing. That's what the devil trying to stop. Because, God, you said that they would bruise his head. And the devil won't destroy him. Hallelujah. He tried it, but he didn't win, and he would never win. Hallelujah. Because you are almighty God, all-sufficient one. And we praise you and we honor you and we give you glory. And God, we thank you again for who you are. Even as this elections are coming up, dear God, and we don't know who's right or who's wrong because all of them crooked, all of them doing this and doing that. But help us to pray, to seek your face, God, in everything we do. We have X'd you out of politics, and therefore we just voting whether he Republican or Democrat. But God, help us to pray and ask you who the right man is, God. Help us, Father God, not to conform to this world system, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, dear God, like never before. We need you, Father, because we're in trouble. We need you, God. We're in trouble. We don't know which way to go. But you said that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth, even in this time, Father God. So we seek your face, God, like never before. Oh, God, we know that you are for us. You're more than the whole world against us. We can trust you. Hallelujah. We can trust you, God. Even when we don't know what direction you're going, help us, Father God, to get into that word. Make it sacred now, God, in our hearts. Help us not just to be leaders and saying it, but we're not doers. Help us, God, to get in our position. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth going to pass away, God, but your word is going to forever stand. So, God, we come boldly tonight in the name of Jesus. Asking for your help, asking for your direction, asking for your intervention now, God, in Jesus' name. We entrust everything into your hand, our families, our friends, our churches, and our government, God. We give it to you because we can't do nothing with it, but you can. You just told us to pray. You told us to loose and bind, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know, hallelujah, that if we trust you and we walk by faith and not by sight, we know, God, if we're not wishy-washy over here one day and over there the next day, we know, Father God, hallelujah, if we don't serve two masters, dear God, that we can trust you with our lives. And God, it's even a matter of life and death. So God, we thank you tonight. I thank you for my sisters and brothers, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the prayer warriors. God, they have hit on so many things, and I don't even want to repeat it because you heard it when it came to the throne room, God. And I just want to come and plead the blood over it and seal it, God, in Jesus' name. Seal those prayers. Hallelujah. Not one word going to fall to the ground without producing what it was sent out to do. I plead the blood of Jesus. Because, God, you said in your word that we are delivered by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So, God, we come together now as one. Hallelujah. It ain't but one body. And we all belong to you. So we come in agreement right now in Jesus' name. And we establish every word tonight. Hallelujah. Seal with faith and with love. Hey, korabasi korabahanda. Every man, every woman on this line. Hallelujah, the head of the prayer line. Thank you, God, for the vision that you gave her. Thank you that she hears from you. Thank you that she's obedient to what you say, God. Hallelujah, and thank you for all the prayer warriors that are on this line tonight. Oh, God, some mighty prayers have gone forth, some mighty words. I thank you that every need they have is met in you. Because, God, I know they got stuff going on in their lives, too. But they take out this time, Father God, just to bring up those prayers to you. Bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them, God, for their steadfastness. Bless them, God. Allah, Bahusata, coming and going in Jesus' name. And thank you for them now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for hearing us tonight. We thank you, Father God, as our prayers come up tonight. They're going to come up as just sweet incense, God, in your nostrils. Hallelujah. And we're going to see in all time those blessings come forth in the precious name of Jesus. So again, I say, God, in Jesus' name, we are blessed. We are the head and not the tail, above only, God, and never beneath. So we thank you tonight, and we praise you, and we again thanking you for the healing of this baby right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Give her whatever she needs, because you know and we don't, and we thank you for it, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's a storm out over the ocean. And it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm over the ocean. And it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Amen. God, oh my God, thank you, Lord. I touch and agree with all the powerful prayers. Amen. From the head on down, even the ones that didn't pray yet, I touch and agree with every single prayer. Amen. It even ties in with the message that was spoken yesterday. I just thank God. I just lift up Mother Freeman, Lord, even our matriarchs and our patriarchs who are in the rehabilitation homes and the independent living homes and the convalescent homes and the hospitals, hallelujah, in different wards and even in their own homes. Hallelujah. I just lift them up. I speak comfort in the name of Jesus in place of the pain. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus did bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I just lift up Israel right now, God. We're going to speak well. We're going to pray for them, God. Lord, you chose Israel. You're the king of the Jews. You chose them. They're your people. We love you. So you allowed us to be your people too, God. And United States won't go down, but you have did a change. You have rearranged some things in the spiritual realm. And United States is about to be raised up. Good things, great things are about to happen. God, we thank you, God. And hallelujah, Father God, any entity, any spirit, in the name of Jesus, any type of voodoo or curse that comes against Sapori and anybody who sent it, God, reverse it in the name of Jesus. I speak to it and I send it back from whence it came. Lord, Sapori, Imani, Kelly, and all of our children, Teresa, all of our children, all of our grandbabies, even the ones that are listening on this prayer line, even my son Jason, my grandbaby Color, all of them have been dedicated to you, Father. They're your children. And Lord, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen to them. They're in your hands already. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Mark 11:22, have the God kind of faith. Mark 11:22, have God's faith. So, Lord, we call those things which be not as though they were. We're having a good sleep. You said you would give your beloved a sweet sleep, a good rest, a good sleep. And we stand on that word. And yes, we are not coming down. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should ever have to repent. You are God. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We just lift up Apostle Hubbard right now, God. Lord, in all her endeavors, God. Lord, strengthen her where she's weak. Build her up where she's torn down. Lord, every doctor appointment, Lord, let it be well. Let it be well. We speak well. We above all that she prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospers. Lift up Alicia and Ilya. Sister Alicia and Sister Teresa and her sister, Lord, and all of our children, God. I don't know these names, Lord, but I lift up everybody, God. And the ones that are under the sound of my voice, they need jobs, God, places to stay, in hospitals, recuperating from surgeries, illnesses, pains, sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, weaknesses, God. Bless them, God. Even what the enemy meant for bad, God, you always turn it around for our good and your glory all the time. You always answer our prayers. You always hear us. because we are yours. You even said in John chapter 15, you're the true vine. We're the branches. Just as a branch that is cannot bear fruit unless it's connected to the vine, neither can we unless we're in unless we abide in you and your word in us. Then you said, apart from us being apart from you, we can do nothing. So God, we surrender. Ask you to forgive us of our sins. We humble ourselves. We're praying, seeking your face, turning from our wicked ways. Then you said you will hear our cries from heaven. Forgive our sins. Forgive us of our sins and heal our land. God, we thank you in advance for doing all of that for us. In our land, our genealogy is our land. And so it trickles down, and we thank you for the glory. You also said, the government shall be on your shoulders. Well, if you're the head of your church, and we are the body, then from the shoulders and down, the body of Christ, the government is attacking us today. And Lord, we thank you that we don't have to fret. Be not afraid nor dismayed. You have us in the palm of your hands. And I thank you for prophetess. She said, we're not moved by what we see, but we're moved by your word. We're moved by faith. We're moved that when we speak it, we know it has already came to pass. God, we thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, because outside of you, there is no peace. But the body don't have to worry. The ones that are in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for it. We continue to keep our mind stayed on you. Isaiah 26 and 3, you said you will keep us in your perfect peace. God, we thank you, because even though the enemy is going to turn up the heat, he can't touch the heat that you have. And we're in the middle of your heat, Father. And you're a consuming fire, but we're not burned. We're just loved. And you give us instructions in this fire. Your fire lives in the inside of us. Your fire calls us to speak the word of God. Your fire directs us and leads us every day. Your fire gets us up in the morning. Your fire causes us to run patience the race that is set before us. Your fire burns all the iniquities and sins out of our life. It cleanses our mind and heart from the hurts and pains of the past. Oh, your fire purifies us to be able to stand in your presence, God. We thank you so much that when we do worship you first, and then we do make our petitions, even as sweet-smelling sacrifices, God, you hear us and you honor us because we love you and we listen to you. And you said with long life in Psalms 91, will you honor us and show us your salvation? And we thank you, God. We bless your name for all of this, God. No matter what goes on, it does not happen nor affect in many ways the body of Christ. Because we're under the blood. We're under new management. You're our Lord and our King, our Savior, our Commander-in-Chief. We're the sheep of your sheep pen. You are the Good Shepherd, and we thank you for it. Now in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Got to scroll down to our sister now. Praise for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Glory be to God. Father, we just want to thank you today, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. For you wake us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Because, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord, above all, you want us to be healthy and prosperous. And, Lord, we believe your word, Heavenly Father. So we stand faithful on the promises, Lord God. Lord, you said it, we believe it. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against the body, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that your word tells us above all, you want us to be in good health and prosperous. So we know sickness is not of you, Heavenly Father. We know that you don't want us to be sick. We know you want us to be healthy and prosperous. Serving you the way we're supposed to in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you, Lord God, for being all in all that we need. You met every need, Lord. Oh, Father God, you said in the word, we are more than conquerors. According to your promise and according to your word, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, we believe that you hear us when we cry out to you. We believe that you answer each prayer, Lord God. Your promises tell us, Heavenly Father, that we are more than conquerors. So, Heavenly Father, we're standing on those promises and we're claiming victory in every area, Lord God. And, Lord, your promises tell us, cast down vain imagination. Your promises tell us, bring into captivity every thought to the obedient of Christ Jesus. So whatever the enemy is trying to do, we have authority to cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray. And Lord, I believe that prayer is the key for everything that goes on here in earth. We bind up any pestilence that rises up against us, the body. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For we are walking in faith, Lord. We claim that victory in every area, Lord God, and walk in love. Because your promises tell us, Lord God, we are the light of the world. We are not of darkness. So we bind up the works of the darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Because it has no dominion over us. For your word tell us, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We're walking by faith and not by sight. Because we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we know your promise is real, Heavenly Father. For we are overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Lord. We are overcomer. You said it. We believe it. You gave us power to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and take on bold, knowing that your promises is all. We don't need to worry and fret about it. The enemy come to bring fear and destroy, but we have the power to bind it up in the name of Jesus. So we is exercising our authority over him right now in the name of Jesus. These sickness and disease that come against the body. But Lord, remember your word said, by your stripe we are healed. And Lord, we believe in your word, Heavenly Father. We're standing on the promises. We're claiming victory in every area in the name of Jesus. That no weapon,
No weapon form against our sons and daughters shall prosper. No weapon form against our grand and our great grand shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we bind the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. For Lord, your promise is said, Lord God, to touch in agreement. We must believe, Lord. It shall come forth. And we are more than two on the line, Lord God. Standing as one in the name of Jesus, claiming a victory over this foul spirit of sickness and disease. Well, Lord, we know you said in your word, cast every care on you. And we know your promises is real, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. Because your promises tell us that we are blessed. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. We bind all these diseases. We bind it up. That the enemy come against the heart, the liver. He come against the mind, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. It has no dominion in the name of Jesus. The disease of cancer, Lord God, you gave us authority over this foul spirit. And we command this disease to cease from rising up so much all over the place. Because we know, Lord God, that diseases, you are a healer. And Father God, your word tells us, believe when we ask. And stand faithful knowing that it's got to come to pass. Because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. You gave us promises, so precious promises, Lord. And we believe in them, Heavenly Father. We stand in faithful and claiming victory in every area. Now, this false spirit have no authority over our sons, nor daughters, nor our grands and great-grands. Lord, continue to bless our great-grands, Lord God. Continue to bless our grand, Lord God, that they will use more wisdom and stand strong, Lord God. We bind that false spirit that come against the mind in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the mind in the name of Jesus. It has no authority. No dominion over our sons, nor our daughter, nor our grands. For we claim victory through Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for sisters and brothers, those we know and those we don't know, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, that they will stand. No matter what they see, they will stand, believing that you are authority and dominion over all things, Lord. And you gave us a power to stand faithful. And to speak against the works of the enemy, knowing that you are in charge of our life, Father God. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory and praise. We honor you and you alone, Lord God. We bow down only to you, Heavenly Father. For you are the God that created all things. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God, and nothing is too weighed down that you cannot bring up. We know that you're the God that gave us the victory in all things, Lord God. Because your word said, ask. Your word said, if we pray. So, Father, we come as one tonight, standing in the gap, Father God, for one of our sister grands, Lord God. And we know that you said in your word, Heavenly Father, believe when you ask and you shall receive. Believe! Because the enemy shall not have dominion in our life. He shall not have authority. Heavenly Father, help us to stand faithful, Lord God. Stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours. I know my Lord and my Redeemer is real. I know he made a way for each and every one of us. I know he paid a price for us. So we come as one tonight, Father God, standing in the gap, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We praise you and you alone, Lord God. We give you glory. Glory, glory to your name, Lord God. Because we know you is the only healer. We know there is no other healer but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. Because you never let us down, Heavenly Father. You gave us power to stand faithful on your word, Lord God. You are the God that deliver. You are the God that make all things possible, Heavenly Father. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim victory is ours, Lord. Oh, Ayabasiya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making a way for us, Lord.
Thank you for caring for us, Heavenly Father, because only you keep us, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for the president and the vice president, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, that they will stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. Let them call on you more, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. And not just them alone, Lord God, but there's other president in other countries, Lord God, and vice president. Help them to stand faithful, Lord God, and to know that there is a living God that hear cry and hear prayer. Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all you take care of each and every one of us here, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see the heart of each and every one. And you know all about us, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you. You hear when we cry out, Lord God. You know everything that goes on in our life, Lord God. But we know that you gave us authority over this foul spirit that come against the body, Lord God. Come against the mind, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to touch Mary's mind, Lord God. Help her to be strong, Lord. Help her to stand up boldly and proclaim the victory that her mind, you already gave her a sound mind. Touch her mind, Father, and help her to remember who she is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to keep her strong, Lord God. Help her to continue to be bold soldiers, Lord God. No matter what comes, stand on the promises of God, knowing that God is the victory. Healing belongs to him, and we know that by his stripes we are healed. Strengthen every area in our body, Lord. Renew organs, Lord, because we know you can, Heavenly Father. You can renew every part of our bodies, Lord God. And you never fail us, Heavenly Father. Lord, you gave us weapon to stand against this foul spirit that come against our body. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in the body of Christ. Oh, God, help us to be strong, Lord God. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch the body of Christ, that they come back to assemble knowing who they are, Lord God. The church, them, is failing by just few and count the Christians. Church in your, can count them in your hands, 3 and 4 people in the church. Why? The devil, fear, nothing but fear. But, God, you did not give us fear. And we're supposed to stand boldly and bring down these foul spirits that attack the body of Christ. Bring it down in the name of Jesus. We have authority for that. Oh, God, look down, Father God, and you see all that's going on because nothing is hidden from you. Your eyes is all over, Lord. Oh, Father God, and continue to strengthen the pastors, them that stand, that take bold stand and do your word, Lord God. Help those pastors to continue to stand, Lord, to continue to be bold soldiers. In the name of Jesus, we ask this of you, Heavenly Father, because we know you said, Lord, come boldly to the throne of grace. And you tell us if we pray. So whatever we ask, we know that you hear, Lord God. And we know your word tell us you never deny us no good thing. Help us to walk in love to one another, Lord God. Help us to know that there's nothing impossible. Nothing impossible for you to do if we stand faithful. Love one another sincerely in the name of Jesus. These things we ask you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Pastor Sims, you're not there?
I'm here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We honor you. We lift your name on high, Father. We love you so much, and we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Lord. And, Father, we ask, Father God, that you continue to give us the strong help that we need so that we can do your will and bring others to you. Father, we thank you for every prayer and every offering that's on this line tonight, Lord. All these mighty prayer warriors and Pastor BJ, who makes it possible for all of us to come together at these times, Father, We just lift you up. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We don't know how to praise you as we should and like we ought to. But in our innocent, finite little ways, we do ask you, Lord, to help us to be able to give you the honor and the glory that you deserve by the life that we live. Father, we honor you. We do, Lord. We come confessing our many sins and our shortcomings before you, Father, asking you, don't let us keep going around the same mountain over and over and over again, Father, that show us the error in our ways, Lord God, that we will draw closer to you in times like these. Oh, yes, Lord, we need your guidance. We need your wisdom, Lord. We need your strength. And, Father, you said if we ask that you would be faithful and just, we ask for forgiveness, and we come with a clean slate before you, Father, that we continue to walk upright before you, because there's no other way. There's no other way but the way of the cross. And I heard one of my sisters say, love, that's the key. That's the love. You have to love, okay? You got a problem with love, and if you do, you ask him, and he'll show you how to love like he loves, unconditional. And sometimes we understand that's not easy to do. People hurt you. People do say things and do things, and it's not always easy, but it is possible because he said it was. And if we just hold on to his word. Father, we know it's a lot going on in the world, and you know it. We know you know it. And at this time of year is when all of these evil is about and amidst in the airways, in the graveyards, digging up this and doing that and all that. But, Father, we as Christians and God-fearing people, Father, help us to stand on the wall, be watching on the wall, and be able to come to you and be able to get a prayer through because of our obedience to you, Lord. Don't let us just flag out there and keep on in our sins trying to help other people. Father, give us wisdom and discernment, Lord, that we may be able to tell the story. And the story is there is a God that rules over heaven and earth. And if we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we are blessed. The joy of the Lord that comes when you receive him, that helps you to get through all of these trying things, because we realize right now, Father, that the enemy is against the saints. He's trying to break us down, get us to hush and go sit down. But, Father, we know what you call us to do, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you have given unto us, Father. And if you just hold and just keep holding on to your faith and just keep doing what you do to serve and to witness and just looking to him, believing by faith that these things that you ask will come to pass. Lord, we ask you to bless our politicians all over the land and country, Father, that you help them, Father, to hear your voice and to be ruled, governed, and ruled by your words and what your words say. All of this controversy over Roe versus Wade and all of this here, one of my sisters said, the child said he wanted to be a great. And, Father, we know that that's not possible. But Father, don't let people encourage children and some of the grown people to do things that are against your will. Help somebody to be able to stand up and say, this is not God's way. Father, help us all, Lord, that we be obedient to your word. Lord God, we love you and we praise you. And we just honor you, Father, and we ask that you be with us, Father, in all of our endeavors. Father, that we may lift you up, that we may let somebody else see the light. Your light is in us, Lord, and come and glorify you. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we bless your name, Father. And we ask, Lord God, that you send your darling angels to watch over all of those, the young child that's in distress in the hospital, Lord God, that you know what to do. And we ask that you heal, lift up, set free, and deliver, Lord, never to return. And that's just this COVID and all this little derivatives and everything that's coming from the Father, that you bind them up and send them back to the pit from which they came, never to rise again. Oh, Lord, help us to walk worthy. Lord, help us, Father, to be a light. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing in this world. Father, I know that the churches are empty. Everybody's saying a lot of things about the people just have gotten in the habit and they don't want to come back. The live stream is the way now. But, Father, you did say in your word to bless the assembly. You blessed the assembly because of strength in unity. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. We praise your matchless and holy name. And I ask these blessings and all others, Father, all everybody that's on this line, I ask that you bless everything that concerns them, everything, their mind, their body, their properties, Father, even their animals, their children, their grandchildren, their family, far and wide, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come before you and lift up your name, Father. Help me, Father, as long as I live, that I stand on the truth of your word and I teach others, Lord, as well as I can, the same thing. We honor you. We give you praises. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. In your
yes,
holy name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Trying to check and see if the prophet have anything that she need to say tonight. Praise the Lord that God put on her heart. Prophet is very still there.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Good God, I thank God for the heartfelt praise tonight. Prayers has gone forth in the intercession for that baby. We know it's going to be a report that God can help to be glorified, no matter what the devil say or what he's doing. We believe
yes,
God. Praise God. Is there any prayer requests? We all, quite a few prayers, or went forth from some of the warriors that already spoke. So keep those people in your spirit to keep praying as the prayers went up, and we were agreeing why the prayers are going up for those. But any other prayer requests besides those that came already in the prayers that were gone for? Thank God again, and thank God for, God blessing it, even hearing, even in the word tonight, in the prayers that God, what did
yeah.
God say? And that's an everyday thing. What is God saying
yeah.
to us on a daily basis for us to walk in obedience,
yeah.
to be in a place that God can use us and he can get some glory, and for this flesh to die even more so we can be elevated into carrying out
that's
the mission
right.
and that he says. And the more closer we draw to him, the more easy it's going to be to carry out the assignment because we come in to know him even the more. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the midst of everything that's going on, we're going to have to keep our joy and our faith and our peace
yes.
in God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the enemy will bring us to a defeated foe. But like you said earlier, we're trying to find a way to wear us out and cause us to sit down. That's his home.
That's right.
Part of his
that's
mission.
Right.
But anyway, any prayer requested at this time or either praise report?
Well, Pastor, I have a praise report and a prayer request.
Okay.
I thank you all for praying for me concerning the closing out my sister's estate. I hadn't heard anything, but I claimed the victory, and I claim a soon victory for it. And I want to thank God for giving me favor. I went to the I don't think I told y'all this. I went to the skin doctor. They call them skin doctors now instead of dermatologists, but he does the same thing. And I had this mole on my face, and I wanted to remove, but it would be cosmetic surgery. Did I tell y'all this before?
No.
I don't think so. Okay.
No,
well,
I hadn't heard it.
It would have cost me $3,000 to $4,000 just a little skin mole, because it's cosmetic surgery. It's in my face, and so I went up there. I think it was, and I told him about it, and I said, it's still here. It's right up under my eyeglasses. And I was trying to tell him, I said, you said that it would be $3,000 to $4,000. I don't have that, and I just wanted to see if there's anything that could shrink it up. And so he got out a little measuring ruler and measured it, and he said, I'll take it off. And right then and there, he shot a needle down and dead in that area, and he took it off. And glory to God, he didn't charge me one penny. I just had to pay my copay.
Lord, I tell you, that's what I'm talking about. I need something like that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they sent it to go to see was it benign or whatever. And I got a lot of things to say, but I'll let somebody else talk. But I want to ask you all to please pray for a niece of mine who lives in Florida. She's overwhelmed. And a little nephew, his name is Ken. Ken just graduated from high school. Ken lost his mama and his daddy when he was 4 years old in a train accident. His daddy is Troy's brother. Y'all hear me talking about Troy? It's Troy's brother. It's my nephew. And he's graduated, and he's lost. He's been under the psychiatrist ever since that happened, and he just needs direction, and he needs to know Jesus. And I'd ask y'all to please pray for Ken and his sister Rosie and the whole family. Denise is his aunt. And this thing's just coming, say it's just not enough time to do what you need to do. He can't find a job. It's just, we just need prayer. And I thank you so much. And I'll tell you some more good things that has happened to me later. The next time I let somebody else talk. But I thank you all, and I'm so happy that the God led me to this prayer line to be connected with the saints of God, and I appreciate it.
You're pretty quick. What is this other one? Make me curious. What's this other, at least one more? What is it that you want to share with us that God did?
Well, I will give you one more. But I have some friends that live in Ridgeville, South Carolina. They come on the line sometime, the King family. And I hadn't seen them in 3 or 4 years. He's been sick for 3 years. It's going into 4 years, I think, now. And I hadn't seen him, and we were good friends. And he couldn't come to me, and I couldn't come to her. I don't drive that distances like that anymore. And I asked a young friend of mine, I said, I want to go see my friend. Would you drive me down there? And when we got to the gas tank and everything, and I found money, I said, go ahead, and fill up your tank. He said, no, you keep that. We'll get some lunch or something later. Took me down there, visit with them, and brought me home, and wouldn't even let me say one word, and was so very kind and loving. Some people do things for you, and you can tell they don't want to be bothered. But she has such a loving spirit, and we enjoyed each other's company. We really had a nice time. I thank the Lord for all those kind of things. I think it's a blessing because he don't have to do those things. And I got to see him after. We went to school together, and the four of us, she met her husband there, and I met mine down at the school, and we had a very nice time. And I'm just grateful to God for his blessing. And I got some more I can tell you. I'll tell you some more another time.
Yeah, okay.
God is just good.
Can I say something?
Yes.
There's two things I wanted to say. Number one, the poor
God is going to use Supuri for the nations and the multitudes. God is going to use Supuri. I see that. And the second thing is every time Pastor Sims talk about her blessings, don't you know every single time is free of charge? Every single one of them is free of charge from her roof.
Yeah.
All of that.
Isn't that something?
That's beautiful.
Praise the Lord, y'all. I just like to thank each and every one for y'all, for each and every one that praying for Forrest. I want to tell you what happened to her today. She was talking to the computer, her and another friend, one of her friends, and she fell.
What is that noise?
What? I don't know what that is. Okay, but she fell in the hallway. I don't know if she slipped on something or what. But anyway, she fell, and the rescue squad came out and picked her up. I think it was about four. At school, yeah. And so she went to the hospital, and they said that she didn't break her ankle, but it's swole, and they put a what you call them thing they put on your leg when you, yeah, they put that on her, and so they want her to go to the bone doctor tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see.
So, yeah, so she got to go there tomorrow. Because she always fought it. I don't know.
We bless God. But the enemy will have to stop these attacks on her body because she will be able to carry out God's assignment. You don't have her bones broken down or have her crippled or have her something going on with her mind or her brain or whatever else he's doing. He's a lie in the blood of Jesus and a bloodline.
Amen.
She's connected to the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And we speak health and wholeness and healing to her.
Yes.
Praise God.
And I
don't.
Did she slip on anything?
I think they said she slipped. She must have slipped when she was walking. She slipped on something in the hallway or something. I don't know what it was.
Because
she might have
look into that, because there should be nothing on the floor.
Oh, okay.
No water, none of that stuff.
Oh, okay. I'll say so to my daughter about it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's an actual lawsuit.
Mm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Pray God work it out for the favor, whichever way it goes, most of all her healing. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Down the practice bones.
Amen.
And they heal back up properly. In
Amen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
In
Jesus'
so she didn't
name.
Hit her head.
No, the day I was telling my daughter how I felt like something was alright in my spirit. I felt that. I just felt it the day. I just went in for prayer. I went in for prayer.
Praise God.
But I felt it. And
thank God
I was telling my daughter.
You intervened in this prayer because kept her from the enemy doing anything, making it worse. Thank God for those angels
mm-hmm.
still being camped. Because see, when it said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The weapons may be formed, but what he intended to do, whether it be an accident, whether he do something horrific or horrible, glory to God in our lives, his intent was, he still didn't get accomplished what he wanted because God's word is not true, not saying that we're not going to go through some things, but what he really wanted to do didn't happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for his intervention of the angels being there and that there were no broken bones, she didn't hit her head, so in the midst of it all, thank you for your mercy and grace and that intercession in prayer ahead of time.
Yes.
And like we pray for Beverly at the same time, you give us that specific to target some things to pray. Praise God. So like what the Lord said to pray, you did it.
Yeah.
Praise
thank
God.
Thank God I was obedient this time.
Okay. Amen.
Obedient.
Okay. When you get a chance, you can tell Pastor so she'll know that's what the outcome was. Because she had to drop off the line. Yeah.
Okay, I'll call her.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Is that the last praise report or prayer? Okay, we had someone, he said, pray for the niece in Florida.
And her brother.
You said something about her being overwhelmed, but you didn't say what.
Yeah.
Or she overwhelmed without Ken.
Ken is her nephew, and then she's trying to handle all of her dad's business and stuff. He passed and beat some of my brother-in-law. And going to working every day, she has a 15-year-old daughter who's involved in school and things, and she says just not enough time in the day, and she's always struggling to try to finish something. And then she's trying to talk to Ken about what he can to go to college with. Doesn't want to go, and he's looking for a job, and he's calling and talking to us just a lot. And I'm just asking for prayers. I've been praying for a long time, all her life. Really. But she does. She's
okay
mind.
Then.
It's not okay.
Pastor, can y'all lift my granddaughter to Nick Emmanuel up in prayer? I pray that God, she will get back to the her place with God and also with her husband and children.
What'd you say her name is?
Tanika Manuel.
Okay, granddaughter, Tanika.
And continue to pray for my son Kenneth and my son Kenneth.
Okay, from what last night? Okay. Return back to God. And for her marriage.
And her
okay. Children. And also we'll pray for, gosh, I forgot his name just that quick. I'll try to write that note.
Kenneth.
Okay, yeah, Kenneth. Okay, then, Mother, would you take that prayer? I'm going to give everybody first before you start praying for the request for Mother Sims' family, for Ken and Rose. And you, your niece's name Rose? Or is the sister named Rose to Ken?
Sister named Rose and Ken and Nikki.
Nikki is the one that overwhelmed.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, baby. On the prayer line, is your mom all right?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say hi, hello, and how you're doing.
Okay, you can call me back. We're going to get off the prayer line. I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Love you. It was right on the phone right there. I had to go ahead and so often tell me I'll wait a minute. But anyway, granddaughter in California, just prayed for her too. Last year in high school. Angelina. But anyway, you pray for Mother Willard, if you're still there. Pray for Pastor Sam's family. I'm quite sure because you usually write on it to hear everything that she just said. And also for him, you know, his mind, for the challenges he's having with his mind from his family, from the death of his family, his parents. And then Brother Black, would you pray for Sister Brenda's, Evangelist Brenda's granddaughter for her to return back to God, Christ, for the marriage, for the children, and also for her son? You were online last night. She said her son supposedly she's trying to get him to go to the doctor about this. He said he has cancer. So, Brenda, how he found out he had cancer? One doctor told him?
He didn't get into details and tell me what doctor told him. And then I told him he need to go to the doctor. He telling me that I beat it. I'm explaining to him that I did not beat it. God did it. And he got to give himself to God. And then he need to get treatment.
Okay, then. Well, I'll just ask Sister Brenda's granddaughter to whatever, and then also okay, you go ahead and take both of those right there, because I think we didn't have but three tonight.
think it was just those two, other than Sephora.
Okay, then if Sephora's been, yeah, getting, oh, well, we already covered that, and I just covered one thing about the leg, so just those two. Go ahead.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We're yet in appreciation to all that you're doing, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much that you love us so much. And, Lord God, you hear every request. You know every circumstance, every situation. And, Father God, we thank you that you give us, Lord God, the okay to bring every situation to you, believing that you have authority to make the change where change is needed in Christ Jesus' name. So we, Lord God, we thank you that we surrender our lives to you. And Lord God, all of our help, hallelujah, as the scripture says, we look to the hills. You are the hills, glory be to God, from which cometh our help, and all of our help comes from you. So we lift up Pastor Sims, Lord God, hallelujah, her niece and the nephew, praise God, hallelujah, her sister. Lord God, you know all about it. We first praise you, Lord God, for watching over Pastor Sims, and Lord God, just blessing her, as Brother Black says, with free all of this, the blessings that you bless her with is not costing her, because you're providing. And just as you provide for her, we pray that you'll provide, Lord God, and meet the need of her niece, the nephew, praise God, her sister, Lord God, situation. We pray special prayer for them. And, Lord God, we pray special, Lord God, prayer for Ken. God, you know, Lord God, all about him. We pray, Lord God, first of all, for his soul, Lord God. We pray for his salvation. And, God, you know, Lord God, about the great loss that he had, Lord God, with his mom and dad and the train accident. So we pray, Lord God, that you will heal that wound. Sometimes the enemy will try to get us in a place, Lord God, and we get stuck there. But we plead the blood of Jesus, because you don't want us stuck in a cycle of grief, Lord God, and cannot get past, and cannot, Lord God, move forward. But we pray that you release him, Lord God, from this bondage, Lord God, of this cycle of, Lord God, insanity where he can't move forward. And we pray, God, that you set him free tonight in the name of Jesus, in his mind, heart, and soul. And, God, we pray that you open up doors for him so that he will be able to get a job and, Lord God, keep it. But we pray that you release him, Lord God, from the bondage that the enemy has tried to keep him entangled with in Christ Jesus' name. Let him surrender his entire being to you. And, God, I know you pour out your love on him, and let him realize that you are his help. You're his hope. You, Lord God, is the rescuer of his soul. Help him, Lord God, in a special way. We pray the prayer of faith for this family in the name of Jesus, to work out every situation according to your good and divine plan for their lives. We love you. We commit this prayer to you for the family, Lord God, for the niece, the nephew, and the sister. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm sorry for the outburst. I was just agreeing, but I was just praising God, too, so it wasn't to cut you off.
Bless the Lord. I just had one of those moments. Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Father God, we just thank you. We lift up Minister Brenda's granddaughter and her husband and family, children. God, Lord, that they return unto you with open arms, God. Lord, create a situation. Open a door that the enemy closed in their face, God. Lord, till their hearts, God. Let their hearts be followed. Let them run after righteousness, God. Once again, restore the joy back in their heart, God. Lord, what was lost, God? Lord, you said you will leave the 99 sheep and grab that one, Lord, that was out of the sheepfold, that went astray, God. You said you're married to the backslider. God, we call those things which be not as though they were, that she's already dedicated to you. She's under the blood. And, Lord, what you save, God, you're not going to unsave, God. She's dedicated all the days of her life. You, Lord, set that thing up for her. And I pray that your Holy Spirit draw her back to the cross. And I thank you for the things that you have already done in their life and their children and husband and her will praise you all the days of her life. Even the young man, I pray even when he go to the doctors that you will surround him with Christian doctors and nurses that will speak and witness about Jesus to him. That he, what the enemy meant for bad, God, you have already turned it around for his good and your glory. In Jesus' name, and I bind the hands of the enemy who tried to pervert his mind, the Antichrist, thinking that he thinks that God did it, the God of this world, but the God of the kingdom of heaven is going to transform this thing. And so we curse every sickness, every disease, every weakness, every infirmity. We command you to pick up your weapons, your tools, your tricks, plots, plans, and schemes, and we cast you into those portals. We cast you into those dry places. We plead the blood against you. Your assignment is done. And now we loose the healing virtue of God, the blessings of God. By Jesus Christ, we are healed. And that his mind be right. And that he just humble himself and just surrender. And if he's seeking after righteousness, that he just open the word. God, cause him to open your word and begin to read. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for all the prayers. And pray glory to God, Mother Alexander, and I pray you all agreed already with the prayer for the ultrasound I have to get done tomorrow for the thyroid. So just ask Mother to pray real quickly, then we're going to close the lines tonight. We're just giving God praise, and thank you, saying good night.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Good night.
No, you're supposed to say prayer for the thyroid.
Oh, you want me to pray for the thyroid?
Well, my thyroid test for
I had to step away from the phone a while, so I didn't hear what's going on. I just came back there. Oh, Lord. But for your thyroid.
Ultrasound tomorrow.
Okay, well, to God be the glory, baby. We know that God is a healer, and we know that his word said, if we pray, and we also know that he said in his word, come boldly to the throne of grace. And most of all, by faith, we believe in that this foul spirit have no authority in your body. No thyroid, no nothing have no authority. God can renew anything. And we know that he's the only healer. There's no other healer but him. So we claim in healing completely. Jesus. We claim in the word that God tell us. He said, cast all your cares on him. And he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we come in boldly to the throne of grace and thanking God for healing. Because one thing I know God can do, he can heal. And God is no respecter of person. If he healed me,
thank
I know
you,
he can heal you, because his word said it. Is that we boldly proclaim it and stand on it
glory
by faith, that the enemy has no authority here. He's trying to mess with your voice by coming against your throat, but he has no authority. We command it to loose in the name of Jesus. He has no authority. We burning it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. That he have no authority in your body. God gave you the power to speak and to take his word, and nothing can stop that. In Jesus' name, we claim total divine healthy throat. Healthy throat.
Yes.
No one else. No one else. No one else can heal you and deliver you like the living God can do, because he's the only healer. We have no other. As far as I'm concerned, there is no other. Karushata. Thank
you,
Lord God. In Jesus' name, we claim every healing power going right now, strengthening you right now, because God promises don't fail. And we know that God gave us the authority to speak to these things. Speak to it. It got to loose.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We speak to it. Cancel
it. Done, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise
Thank you,
Lord God. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
No one else we bow down to and praise but you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Lord, I thank God, girl.
I have to run outside
and get that dog inside.
Praise God. Stand on God's word, and we celebrate all of those
Hallelujah.
That have been prayed for and intercede. So let's give thanks unto the Lord and say
Hallelujah.
Good night. We give glory
Hallelujah.
And praise
Hallelujah.
Unto you. And
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you
Hila,
for moving
Lord.
On our hearts out there in the holy name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Hila,
we thank you. By your stripes, we were healed. Thank God for the joy of peace and the strength. Amen and amen and amen. What are you doing? Hallelujah.
Yes,
he will.
Lord, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless
you.
Shalom.
Yes, will.
Love you.
Shalom.
Amen.
Love you, love you, love you.
God bless. Good night.
God bless. Shalom.
Shalom.